Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
And we are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTKA.com, or live here inside the MDN studios. Speaking of the MDN, you looking for that Michigan gear, the best apparel and merchandise, that has the Block M on it, that maize and blue Block M, can be found at the MDN, the Superstore, 303 South State Street, right here in Ann Arbor. It's like a wonderland of maize and blue, a wonderland of Michigan. If you want to represent the hockey team, the basketball team, the baseball team, the softball, it doesn't matter. Whatever team you want to represent, you can find apparel that will help you rep that team at the MDN. If you want to represent a school within a university, they got you covered there as well. Of course, if you want to get more dressy, you can do that by heading over to the Victor's Collection right next door to the Superstore. You can do the same out of Briarwood Mall now with a newly expanded MDN location there and a Victor's Collection next door to it. Picked up a lot of Michigan gear lately. I got that, you know, that vest that I wore, that, you know, that nice, it's like a vest you can only wear in the winter. You know, late fall into winter, but it keeps you warm. You don't have to wear a big coat. That's great. The black track suit that they have is outstanding. A lot of great choices over at the MDN. You can also find them online at MDN.com. The MDN and the Victor's Collection, the official outfitters of Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the Ticket. Michigan basketball, 17-0, guys. They continue to get it done. Steamrolling towards the matchup that everyone wants to see with Michigan State. It was so good to see X. So he had like an offensive explosion. That's what a 24-point night
for him is. Out-of-body experience.
Step back three from Xavier Simpson. Said, no way, and he hit it.
Well, you know, they were playing a lot of that game. Pete Nance, who's what, 6'9"?
He's 6'10".
6'10".
Yeah, they wanted to stick it to that guy. They thought they were going to get him at one point.
Yeah, and they,
I thought he did a pretty good job. It's like a weird matchup for him.
It wasn't a stupid play by Donovan.
Yeah, I was like, I could move his feet. I'd take him on our team. But he can't play any offense, but he's, a guy who should probably be redshirting. And, you know, I think Simpson was able to just get open because that was their game plan. Because, of course.
Right. Teskey, too.
Teskey, too. And made him pay and also broke Derek Pardon's brain. He went from 9 career three-point attempts to 13 in one game and did not bank any home. So
I don't think he had 9, did he? I think he had 4.
He had 9 career attempts.
Oh, okay. He had 4 in this game.
And one of them was the prayer banked one in the game in December at their place.
Exactly.
Michigan.
He put up 4 threes because Teskey's doing it. He's like, I can't do this.
It's a left
maybe
hand.
This
left
one.
Hand.
No,
it's left-handed.
I'm sorry. And then Benson put one up, too. They had their centers shoot 5 threes because Teskey broke their brains.
By the way, is his name pronounced Derek or Derek?
It's pronounced Derek. He just misspells it.
Okay. There's an extra R in there that I never
I call him Red Squiggle now because I'm like, what is going on? Like, this year I discovered that he has the extraneous R, and it's like, what's going on?
And so
I think Xavier had some extra motivation just because he missed a bunch at Northwestern, put on the bench.
I think
in the post-game press conference, Beeline said that he took it as a personal affront. And if there's one person in college basketball I don't want to affront, it's Xavier Simpson.
Yeah, that's right. Cassius Winston's going to bust his tail in that game. He's going to kill Xavier Simpson. Did you know that? Cassius Winston is going to eat.
You've been saying that for weeks.
He is going to eat Xavier Simpson's lunch. Xavier Simpson does not have a chance against Cassius Winston.
Let someone say that.
He does not have a chance. Doesn't have a prayer of slowing the Big Ten Player of the Year, Cassius Winston, down. Cassius Winston's going to pop Xavier Simpson for about 30 plus.
Okay.
Mark it down. He's going to hit 30
We'll all remember it. Incidentally,
I will accept my credit when X gives it to him. I'll take my credit.
Early in the season, I was going to mention this, but I didn't want to jinx him. Teskey went through, I think, the first 5 or 6 games with 0 turnovers, and he now has 8 turnovers on the season. And I think he's number 9 in the country in turnover. Is that right, Brian?
He's number 10 in turnover rate.
So. Turnover rate. And every person lower than him, well, I average their heights. Their average height is 6'2". of the people, and there's and I think there's one guy who's 6'6" in the mix, but the it's pretty remarkable to have eight turnovers after 17 games in the season.
Well, and that turnover rate is actually adjusted for possessions, right?
Right.
So that's like, you know, you're obviously gonna have more turnovers if you're a point guard. So
right,
but even more remarkable.
Go ahead, Ed.
Oh, just even more remarkable that the turnover rate's that low.
And the and so I decided, I said, well, let's look at his steals and blocks compared to his turnovers. I don't know if that's a ratio or anything, something that makes sense, but I just look. Well, he's got 51 blocks and steals and 8 turnovers. So I said, well, what about Ethan Happ? He's considered right now by KenPom the best player in the Big Ten. He's got 35 combined blocks and steals.
He also has like 36% usage on offense.
I understand it's different, but he still has 50 turnovers. Yeah. So the ratio is like 0.7 versus, I don't know, 6.84. So I mean,
what
it's
do you
pretty
think,
remarkable.
What do you, how, speaking of, to get into that game, so do you double Ethan Happ or you play him straight up with
Teske? You play him straight up because that's what, like, they played Western Kentucky, they lost that game, and Happ was like 9 of 23 from the floor. And if Happ's 9 of 23 against Michigan, they lose. So
I would double him.
Off who?
I would see if Teske can. I would see how Teske does one on one first.
I mean, Teske had some problems with Derek Pardon in the first game. I forget if someone else scored on him in the post.
But I loved what he did, at least in the first half against Juwan Morgan. And then you come out in the second half. I mean, Juwan Morgan's going to get some, but you also have some foul trouble in there. I think John Teske has earned the chance to guard him man to man, and you're better off if you can do that. Obviously,
they aren't going to double because that's what Wisconsin's lost 4-5, and Happ is not being an efficient player, and he's not being doubled very much. Purdue did a lot because they're playing a freshman center, and they had to. But the other three.
So you don't think they'll double him at all?
No, I mean, you know, Penn State didn't double him, and they have Watkins, and they lost that game, but Happ had a sub 100 O rating, so they might double him a little bit because
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Well,
they do have a non-shooter out there for 20 minutes a game, Khalil Iverson. So when Iverson's out there, you could see some hedging off of him. But even then, like, Iverson would be open, and he's got like a 36 assist rate, so he's like a point center. I'm willing to live with Ethan Happ shooting 40 shots in this game. If that's what happens, they lose.
You know, I'm willing to see that too, assuming the shots are from the middle of the paint and not the baseline. Happ is really, really good at beating his guy towards the baseline. He's not nearly as effective as when he moves to the middle of the court. So Michigan, Teske has to slightly overplay him towards the baseline, particularly when he's on the right side of the block. You want him to move to his left hand. It's not that he doesn't have a left hand, but it's not nearly as good as his right. And so Michigan needs to force him to the middle. That's number one. Number two is I think it does make sense occasionally to double on him because Happ, even though he's a good passer, will turn the ball over. He's turned it over a lot this year. He's had some 6 or 7 turnover games. And so,
I mean,
you can double him with some impact, but I agree mostly with Brian in that it's not probably the best standard.
I mean, Wisconsin is a team of all shooters. So Trice is just a shooter. He has less than 10% of his attempts at the rim. Last 8 games, he's shooting 32% from 2 because word is out that you need to get up in this guy's face and he can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. Michigan's 5th in the country at preventing 3-pointers from going up. So, you know, I think that they're going to force a bunch of 2s. They're going to be off
What's
the dribble.
What's the kid's name? Number 35?
Davidson.
Not Brad Davidson. The
Pritzel.
Not Brevin Pritzel. Not the guy off the bench. I'm talking about the forward, the 6'11 guy that was hitting
Nate
all 3.
Rovers.
Right,
yes.
Nate Rovers. Yeah, he's coming along. He's
where the heck did he come from? Doggone it.
I mean, he's going to be the center next year. He's a quintessential Wisconsin stretch 5, 9% block rate. So he's like, they're much better with him on the court defensively, even though that he's playing a lot of his minutes at the 4, which is an awkward fit for him. Mm-hmm. So he's a player. But he's a guy who doesn't have a lot of offensive game outside of 3-pointers right now, and occasionally like he'll get assists at the rim. But this is a team that I think sets up well for the way Michigan's defense plays. I think their strengths on defense play into Wisconsin's weaknesses.
All right, last one for you real quick. We got to be quick. Who wins tonight, Michigan State or Nebraska?
That's at Nebraska. Nebraska.
At Nebraska.
I'm taking Nebraska by 4.
Nebraska by 30.
Oh, Michigan State. Michigan State's been rising in everyone's numbers. They're a 2-point favorite in the markets.
By 30.
All right, hey, so that'll do it for today's show. Coming up next is Inside the Huddle with Michael Spath. Ira, as we get out of here, how about we give away some tickets, man? Give away some tickets to the Pistons Michigan night tomorrow night, Little Caesars Arena.
More information at pistons.com/goblue. You get a game ticket and you get a winner hat, a blue winner hat, maize and blue with a block M on it and the Pistons logo. And a portion of the proceeds goes to the university's Managers and Athletic Trainers Scholarship Fund. So the call number 7 right now at 734-998-1050. You win a pair of tickets for the game. More information at pistons.com/goblue.
That'll do it for us. Thanks for listening to the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, the ticket, the official voice of University of Michigan Sports Ann Arbor Accumulation.